Law professor John Coffey is director of the Center on Corporate Governance at Columbia University. Professor Coffey, is the indictment of Jeffrey Skilling remarkable for anything other than the magnitude of the scam he's charged with?
Well, I think it's remarkably broad. This is an indictment that covers the waterfront. It alleges everything from the extremely egregious to some kinds of conduct that were fairly ordinary earnings management, which hundreds of other companies in the late 1990s also engaged in. I think once the government begins to allege you have done something wrong, they'll throw in anything that's just a little bit over the line.
Are you saying that some of these things that, as we heard Wade Goodwin say, were referred to as earnings levers at Enron, are some of them are not that far off from what other companies have
I'd
been doing?
I'd have to say that there are particular paragraphs in the indictment. If someone wants to read the allegations in paragraph 25, they point out that the market expected 32 cents per share,
and they came up with 34 cents.
They managed to fill the numbers and get 34 cents per share. That's just a couple of pennies difference. I'm not saying it's proper. I'm saying you can find a lot of other companies that have engaged in behavior like that.
Which is the behavior that really does seem beyond the pale and seems, the allegation at least, strikes you as plainly criminal?
I think two things are going to register very clearly with the jury. One is the insider trading. Between 98 and 2001, Mr. Skilling sells $62 million worth of shares and also a very large amount of stock options. When you sell that much that fast at the same time as you are telling shareholders that this is a wonderful company that they should invest in and hold their stock in, then the jury notices there's a strange disconnect and inconsistency between your words and your actions. And that registers on a jury much more clearly than debates over the proper accounting principles. If you say to everyone else, buy, while you're selling, and you're selling a very, very large percentage of what you hold, I think that is the kind of evidence that really registers with the jury.
But Mr. Skilling has said that he had a regular program set up of selling.
He did have that, but he's selling much more than the regular program. Mm-hmm. He sold 10,000 shares a month, but there were given days when he sold $15 million worth of stock in an independent decision.
When Deputy Attorney General James Comey was asked today either about the amount of time it's taken to indict Mr. Skilling or questions about Mr. Skilling's old boss, Kenneth Lay, he replied by speaking of the laborious process of establishing the facts of the case. It takes a long time. Does this case strike you as proceeding full speed ahead?
Oh, yes, because they moved very quickly since they got the critical witness they want, Andrew Fasto. Mr. Fasto
was the chief financial officer
guilty just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I think they have debriefed him, gotten his evidence, and I think they were waiting for that because the government does not want a trial that will be essentially a battle of accounting experts over the right accounting presentation. With Mr. Fasto, they have someone who will say, I was a co-conspirator, we knew what we were doing, and we all agreed that we were going to inflate this company's earnings and hide its liabilities. That kind of testimony, again, is much clearer than a debate over accounting principles.
Prosecutor Comey said something else today. He said that the gratifying thing about white-collar prosecutions is, he said, deterrence works in these cases. Executives read the papers, they watch the cable TV shows, they know what's going on, they take note, and they fly right. You agree with that?
I agree with that, and I think any corporate executive who reads some portions of this indictment, particularly the portions that deal with Mr. Skilling's press conferences with securities analysts, is going to feel very nervous, because much of what Mr. Skilling told analysts at press conferences that are the subject of various counts of this indictment look a lot like other press conferences and other media phone calls at which analysts are spun and very aggressive projections are made for the future.
Jack Coffey, thanks for talking with us once again.
Okay.
Law professor John Coffey of Columbia University, who is the director there of the Center on Corporate Governance.